Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Bridgerland Audubon Society, USU Extension, and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University.
This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. At long last, summer has returned, as have the hummingbirds who zip around my garden, visiting flowers and chasing off intruders. Hummingbirds are a delight in the yard, and so we plant flowers specifically to attract and feed them. In general, hummingbirds prefer long, tubular flowers, especially those that are red, orange, or violet. But not all these flowers are created equally. Hummingbirds visit flowers for their nectar, which fuels their flight. Their long tongue reaches well beyond the tip of their needle-like bill when they lap up nectar. Capillary action then draws the sweet liquid up tiny grooves along the length of the tongue. Floral nectar evolved to attract potential pollinators. The floral nectary is generally found inside the flower at the base. When probing for nectar, floral visitors brush by the reproductive structures. Pollen adheres to parts of their body, and then at the next flower of the same species, some pollen sticks to the female stigma. This transfer is pollination. Many nectar-rich flowers grow well in Utah gardens. In the Xeric garden, penstemons are a good choice, as are red-hot pokers and zauschneria, sometimes called hummingbird trumpet. In more moist sites, red-flowered heuchera is popular. Some red-flowered cacti and trumpet creeper are good choices, as are agastache and many salvias. Watch which flowers hummers visit. They will check out many blooms, but the ones they routinely return to are the ones yielding generous nectar. Many flowers produce little or no nectar, including some that look to us like good hummingbird flowers. Also, many horticultural hybrids and doubled flowers produce paltry amounts of nectar. To encourage hummingbirds to remain in your yard, you can grow trees and shrubs for cover. Nectar is only part of their diet. For protein, they regularly eat insects and spiders, small enough for their tiny bill. So a garden free of insects is not desirable. They also appreciate a place to perch where they can digest, wait for a tasty insect to fly by, and keep an eye out for potential rivals. So grab your trowel and let's feed those hummers. This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Bridgerland Audubon Society, USU Extension, and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on UPR is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.